90 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:04. Prosecutors have filed charges against the driver whose Broadway crash killed a tourist earlier this summer. Thomas Cahill, an 87-year-old from Bowling Green, faces four misdemeanors, one count of failure to yield resulting in death, and three counts of failure to yield resulting in serious injury. This is from an incident on August 1st. Cahill was stopped at a red light at Broadway and 4th Avenue. For an unknown reason, he then accelerated through the crosswalk, hitting four people that included an Australian man who later died. Cahill says he has no recollection of the crash. Belmont University is partnering with the state community colleges to create a new pathway for aspiring teachers. Students earning their associate degree in education can soon continue their studies at Belmont's four-year education programs. The move is an expansion of Belmont's partnership with the Tennessee Board of Regents. Last December, Belmont and the TBR created a similar pathway for aspiring nurses. University officials say Tennessee, like many other states, has an urgent need for K-12 educators, and they believe this pathway offers a solution. Nashville musician Hannah Cole had a difficult choice to make in her time at Belmont. She had to pick between commercial music, which might make more money, or choosing the artist's path and releasing a personal album. She chose the artist's path, and it's paying off. She recently opened for alternative rock band Silver Sun Pickups. Their lead singer, Brian Aubert, said that she blew the band away when she hit the stage.
All you got to do with people like that is get them in front of people. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you put them in front of people or they hear it, that's it.
Hannah Cole's debut album, Switchbacks, is out today. This is 90.3 W.